Did you know that over 145 million people visit a hospital emergency room every year? This means that the chances that you or a loved one have to visit the ER in any given year are pretty high if you are worried because you suddenly have a health emergency, but do not have health insurance. We are here to help. Keep reading to get our top tips on what you should do to help avoid a stressful financial disaster. Right to health emergency care. Many people do not realize that they have the right to emergency care if they meet the federal guidelines. An emergency is an incident that is life-threatening, severe circumstances, when a pregnant woman has to deliver, or when organs are seriously impaired. In any of those cases, no matter what your insurance status is, emergency rooms have to give you the appropriate care because it is considered an emergency. Decline to treatment. If your condition is not life-threatening and the emergency room that you visit is not part of Medicare, it will more than likely decline to treat you when you visit an emergency room. But it is not something life-threatening like colds, rashes, or the flu, then they have the right to refuse service if you do not have health insurance. In some cases, an emergency room might also confirm that they do not have the ability to administer stabilizing treatment. If this happens while you're there, the hospital will transfer you to a hospital that can help after the receiving hospital mutually consents to care for you. And NBSP. Paying for a visit. Once you are seen for your emergency, you will still have a bill to pay. The best thing you can do is contact the finance department to see if you can set up a payment arrangement with them. You can also ask for discounts or charity care options to help you with part of the bill and make it easier on your pocket. Low income. There are free care and low-cost care available to those that have limited income. You can always see if you qualify for Medicaid to help you during an unforeseen emergency. You can look at more information online in regards to the plans and qualification requirements. You can also look for a health center online for a center near you that is geared to help provide services to those with lower income. Another option is to look at the Affordable Care Act marketplace for more options. Feeling better equipped. Now that we have gone over the ins and outs of dealing with a health emergency when you do not have insurance, we hope to have given you confidence in what to do during an emergency. Going through any type of emergency is stressful enough, especially when you do not know what to do. Did our article help you today? Please feel free to browse around the rest of our site for some more helpful reads. https://www.youtube.com/watchv=sign-lunexkfzoc_channel=centers-for-disease-control-and-prevention%sign28cdc%sign29